Braden, how the heck are ya?
Oh, fantastic. How are you, Rogi?
You know, I'm pretty good. I'm glad to be joined by a special guest today. We got Purdue Pete making an appearance. Is that what you call him? Is it Purdue Pete?
I think so, yeah. Petey.
You think so?
I know so.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like Boilermaker Pete or something.
I was only there for 2 years, but I call him Purdue Pete.
Okay.
But
is that what he is in your phone?
Yes.
I wonder if you need to text him.
Yeah. It's hard to remember with him on speed dial. I don't really ever like, you know.
Because you have a flip phone still.
Right.
And so
right.
Just use speed dial.
Right. You understand.
No, I do. I do. That's why it's always so hard to get a hold of you, is because it's like, wait, I gotta hit this button 5 times just to get to the right letter. So.
Yeah. I was watching a video the other day on a guy who tried to go back to a flip phone for like 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really work out very well for him, mainly because of the texting. He's like, it is impossible to go back to texting on like T9.
Did he just give up?
Yeah, he went back to his smartphone. He just went back to it with like a lot of restrictions to where he could not use it so much and not have it consume his life. So
it was back. So like the same capabilities that the old phones would have had, just with superior functionality.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I've like thought about before, actually a lot. I've thought about a lot. Like, could I go back to a quote unquote dumb phone, mm-hmm. you know? Cause a lot of people talk about like, the advocates for that are like, it's so freeing. Like,
yeah,
life is so much better when you're not like constantly looking at notifications and just mindlessly scrolling, and you focus more and you make time for things. And yeah.
But then how can I look up the IMDb for Fantastic Mr. Fox while I'm watching it? You know?
Yeah. For me, it would just be Spotify and any kind of GPS app, like those would be the two that it would be like, okay, I got to figure out a fix for these.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, there's really nothing that would like, I guess in a camera, like having a nice camera in your pocket all the time is nice. But everything else, there's nothing I feel that attached to. At least in my head, maybe like if I went 30 days without it, it'd be like, wow, I use this more than I thought I did.
No, I'm sure you're right, because you're not into the social media.
Yeah.
The way a lot of people are. What about the flashlight?
Yeah, that's another one that I use. Sure, but like there's little like pocket knife sized flashlights I could just start carrying. I could be that guy that just has 40 things.
Now you're carrying around a tiny flashlight.
Yeah, I'm just prepared for any situation. Yeah.
Isn't there a New Girl bit about that? You watch New Girl?
Yeah, that sounds right. I don't remember.
Jake invents like a phone that has a phone case that has a can opener and a corkscrew, and he calls it real apps. It's like apps, but like they're in real life and they do real things. And like you named your product Real Apps.
That's a good show.
Yeah, I think so. So we're here to talk about Harry Potter. Got 2 chapters. I think these are good chapters in that they encapsulate the Harry Potter experience. Because you get...
Really?
I think so. If you opened up 2 random chapters in Harry Potter books, one of them would be about Harry saying, "My emotions." and then Harry stood and looked at things and the others didn't understand because they were not Harry Potter. And then the other chapter would be
that really is
about
so
riding
much
a dragon
of the story. So much. You're now that you say that,
yeah,
that's crazy. So much of this entire series is just like Harry gazing wistfully out the window, thinking through his life.
Yeah.
And Ron and Hermione just being like, what's the plan, Harry? What are you thinking?
And he's like, guys, I'm an orphan. Newsflash. Pathos.
Guys, can you guys shut up? My scar, it's burning.
It's like on sitcoms when the old guys will fake heart attacks to get out of doing things. And you just be like, ah, no, oh. Pretend to start crying. So that's kind of chapter 25 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Shell Cottage. We pretty much already summed it up there.
Yeah.
I think we hit all the big things.
We got it.
Yeah, normally I like try to take notes during it, and I did, but I didn't get to anything for like a while. Anyone reading at home, or if you're not reading and you're just remembering at home, this is the chapter where they are planning to break into Gringotts. Pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, that's basically the whole chapter is just like, here's what we're going to do. And, oh, here's Lupin, and he's got a baby boy.
Yeah. That was my first question. It's kind of like a do we care, but it's bigger. Like, is the baby meaningful to you? Are you reading this and you're like, that's a meaningful part of this story? And I'm here for the kind of the wrap-up of that storyline. Because earlier they fought, and now they're not fighting.
It's meaningful because Harry is the godfather.
Gotcha. Until then, you were like, why are they bothering me with this tiny person? I don't want this. So you were like, oh, there's a baby. I don't care about this until Harry becomes godfather.
Yeah, I think Harry being the godfather made me care. And I also feel like I kind of care because I think this is the end of Lupin as a character.
Whoa, wait, what? Why is that?
Because, like, he's going to go be a dad. He's the happiest he's ever been.
Oh, okay. So he's dropping out of Harry's life.
Yeah. Like, I think he's either going to just disappear from Harry's life or he's going to be killed.
So you really think that she's going to kill off the father of a newborn baby again? I guess Harry wasn't a newborn when his dad died. He was one, but...
Yeah, I can see it, yeah.
Wow. Siri, no, no. Wow. Hey, Siri.
Siri is a cat.
Tell me a joke.
If you cry when you cut an onion, here's a tip. Don't get emotionally attached.
It's because that's why you were crying, is because you love the onion too much.
Can we get another one? Siri, hey Siri.
It didn't work. Hey Siri, what do you want me to say? You want to do another joke?
Hey. Tell me a different joke.
Tell me a different joke, Siri. Tell me a different joke.
That may be beyond my abilities at the moment.
Hey Siri, do you only know one joke?
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
I just got a dumb one.
Zuckerberg must have turned in for the night.
Yeah. He's not listening in on us anymore. It's like, oh my gosh, when are you guys going to start talking about Caris LeVert? So we're worried that Lupin might get killed off because he had a baby. Harry's the godfather. So you are thinking when Harry became the godfather, that wasn't emotionally relevant. You thought it might be story relevant. Like, oh, he's the godfather. He might end up raising this kid.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be an interesting storyline. Also, just in my mind of trying to add comedy to this story, I would really love like a spinoff where Harry is like, has a thin mustache and his hair is slicked back. Mm-hmm. And it's like the Italian mob godfather.
Okay. He's like, you come to me on the day of this Quidditch match.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Voldemort, you come to me with the Elder Wand. And then I don't know. I haven't seen enough of the movies to know where I should go from there. But yeah,
they're on my list.
Yeah.
Okay, so we kind of care about that.
We kind of care.
The other thing that this chapter really wants us to think about is, like, race relations.
What?
It's like goblins and humans. And so I don't know if that's supposed to be a metaphor. It's been brought up often that the goblins are kind of like written in an almost anti-Semitic way, where it's like, oh, okay, she's just, you know, obviously, oh, the long-fingered, long-nosed money grubbers, like she's writing about Jews or whatever.
Wow.
And so I don't know if that, so you didn't read that far into it? No, I just went over.
No, that, I guess, yeah, I don't, I'm not telling those people who read it that way are that they're wrong. I just read it and thought it was a goblin. So
yeah, that's what I always did too.
I didn't think it was that deep, bro.
Yeah, it is. Every time I read it, Ron's like, no, you guys are jerks. And it's like, Ron, that's clearly not what's going to be helpful here. I do not need more of that. I need less of that, Ron.
I feel like Ron's gotten less helpful.
He saved Harry from the pond.
He did save Harry from the pond. So I guess I can't say that, but
he's not being tactful at all here.
Yeah. Well, and like before he came back to save Harry from the pond, it was like, dude, you're just like, you're a bummer. Get out of here.
I'm not going to make you Godfather. If I've got the option, I'm going to pick somebody else. When it comes to this goblin stuff, I had a couple just questions about that, and then we'll kind of wrap up this chapter. A lot of the chapter revolves around Harry feeling bad about telling Griphook that he would give him a sword, but what he means, he's going to give it to him later, but he doesn't want Griphook to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you buy it? Like, is this a valid... that's what I wrote. Do you buy it? Do you buy Harry's timing trick?
As in, do I think it's justifiable?
Yeah, when you're reading it, were you like, there you go. You figured it out, Harry. That's the move.
I don't like the move, but I don't think you've got a lot of options.
Yeah.
Clearly, he, like, Griphook's essential right now to finding the next Horcrux, so you kind of got to appease him somehow. And, like, obviously, you're not going to give him the sword. You're just not. Like, that's not going to happen.
So you lie to him.
I'm with Harry. Like, if you make it to the end and somehow destroy all these Horcruxes, sure, you can have it. Like, what do you need it for anymore? But, I mean, like, as I was reading this, like, before I knew what happens at the end of the next chapter, like, I was sitting there thinking, yeah, like... One, I have doubts they'll even destroy all the Horcruxes mm-hmm. by the end of this book. And two, like one of them's not going to survive long enough to pass the sword off.
One of the three.
Like either Harry trio? Or Griphook is going to die. Griphook.
Gotcha. Listen, yeah. We're down to it. It's Harry or Griphook, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of those two, who do you think would make a better Godfather? I mean, from the movie. Who would make Between it? Who would do better? Marlon Brando. Yeah.
Probably Griphook. Yeah. Probably not Harry.
No, probably not. Griphook seems to feel a certain way about ownership. And Bill explains this. Wait, you can't hear me? Braden Morgan
it's
Carpenter.
Just, it's going in and out.
I can,
like,
I can hear
maybe
you say
like
that.
Two or three words.
I can hear you.
Okay, you're back. I can hear you.
Okay, I'm just going to be really careful with this USB.
It's also telling me poor connection. Like, should we just go audio?
Harry has a conversation with Bill Weasley, the eldest, who informs him that goblins... don't have the same ideas of ownership as wizards. Does the goblin way of looking at it make any sense as far as you can tell? Braden, can you hear me? Brayden. Okay, you want to try to fire off a take about goblin treasure ownership, or do you not care?
Meaning that the creator of a item is actually the rightful owner.
Yeah.
That's how they view it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I can buy that if, like, in this instance, if the creator of the sword was a goblin and then it was just stolen from him, like, yeah, the goblin is the one who owns the sword.
Right.
It wasn't sold or given as a gift. So, like, in that sense, I don't really understand.
Hard. You're calling me. Hello.
Dude, I'm, like, trying to talk to you right now. I catch, like, the first two words of everything you say.
Yeah. No, I get it.
It immediately cuts out and bounces everywhere. So what were you saying?
I was literally saying, do we need to just scrap it and try to record this later? Because it's not happening.
It's definitely not going to work like this. This is miserable.
It is miserable.
And it's gonna, like, even if we were to push through it, this is going to make for a terrible episode.
Yeah. For the time you actually get like a decent sentence, like, okay, yeah, I think that Harry should freaking just like, there's no flow to it.
Well, that and, like, can you imagine trying to edit this right now if you're Jeremy?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, which take do you use? Which opinion do you, like, we have to start over 40 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.